This is Matt Geica with my view from the booth for Pittsburgh Soccer Now. The Riverhounds Soccer Club is back on track in year two of its reboot, surging up the USL Championship's Eastern Conference standings, courtesy of a 6-1-1 midsummer surge. And as shown in the recent announcement regarding the team's partnership with Allegheny Health Network in building a sprawling training complex, the Hounds' connection to the greater Pittsburgh community is expected to grow significantly in the next few years. But there might be no larger story regarding the club than this. No team in the league has had a larger year-over-year increase in home attendance than the Hounds' 28%. This figure comes courtesy of compiler Mike Pendleton, who reports that Highmark Stadium has welcomed an average of 3,198 fans through 10 league home dates. That's up from last year's figure of 2,492, which marked a low point since the Hounds hit the South Side 6 years ago. Third-year Hounds defender Toby Adewale has noticed the fewer empty seats.
It's definitely been something to see. You know, I've enjoyed watching the growth of the club, so looking forward to seeing it increase even more as we climb up the table.
Heading into back-to-back home matches to start August, the Hounds are still a shade below the 3,273 they drew on average in Highmark's honeymoon season of 2013. Make no mistake, though, this positive development should be treasured, from the players on the field all the way up to owner Tuffy Schallenberger, who told the Mongols podcast last week that he attributes the attendance gain to multiple factors.
It starts off with, hey, listen, you know, bringing Bob Lilly in here is, you know, there's everybody knows that. You know, just bringing respect. I think just a more professional atmosphere, getting our brand out there. I think people are just starting to respect us as a professional organization. And not just on the team side, everything. You know, we're trying to do things. We're really trying. I mean, hey, we're making mistakes. We still make mistakes every day, but you got to fix them and you got to move on. But I think it all goes back to that word respect.
For his part, Lilly turns most of the credit right back to Schallenberger for setting an assertive tone for a team that for much of its 20 years has been focused on surviving as much as thriving. The Hounds are well on their way to earning a second consecutive USL Cup playoff berth, but Lilly says there's more to raising the team's profile than on-field results.
I think, you know, a lot of this is due to Tuffy's sheer will. You know, he's created an environment that he wants to win, he wants to be successful, he wants to develop not just the team, but the business side and soccer. And, you know, he has a huge appetite, you know, and it's you wanna help him get to where he wants to go. I mean, I like to win, and obviously I came in to try to do that.
The average home crowd growing by about a third is at least partly attributable to the Hounds' rebound from two seasons in the USL wilderness. Since Lilly took over 2 winters ago, Pittsburgh is 23-8 plus 22 draws in league play. That kind of record in matches that produce a winner will turn heads. There's plenty of work to be done yet, but another top four finish in the East is within reasonable reach. Lilly said the organization's goal is to be at or near the top year in and year out. Just the kind of high expectation that sports fans are drawn toward naturally.
We're seen as an ambitious club, and I think fans and the community relate to that, you know, especially when we are out there in the community and we are giving back and we are, but, you know, we haven't been afraid to take responsibility that we want to be a top team. We're not just trying to squeak into the playoffs and, you know, that's a challenge, and it's, you know, that's demanding on the players first and foremost.
For a player like Adewale, who caught on with the Hounds when they were down, the current state of affairs easily beats the alternative.
The difference is, I mean, magnificent, honestly. It's fascinating to see how far we've come, you know, since I've been here. You know, as you said, the crowds have increased exponentially over time, and I feel like they're just going to keep increasing and increasing, you know, for Pittsburgh to be an even bigger club.
Schallenberger said he hopes to expand the team's TV package to include more home games. As of now, road matches are broadcast locally on Pittsburgh's CW. The owner's reasoning? Prospective fans will get a sense of the atmosphere for a home match via their living room flat screens. With an added push from the Riverhounds Development Academy's expanding footprint and the rising tide of soccer culture nationwide. The whole effort is as much art as science, but there's little doubt that the wind is in the Hounds' sails from a brand awareness standpoint. Whether that translates to a further attendance boost is yet to be determined, but Schallenberger remains optimistic.
So we're getting that respect, and I think it's just everything's just kind of falling in line. It's all positive. It's getting better and better, and you know, just can't support every or thank everybody enough for the support. It's and I think the numbers are going to continue to rise because it's just hey, soccer's cool now. It's just a cool sport. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon.
For Pittsburgh Soccer Now, this is Matt Geike.